On a clear day, you can see it from the headland, a dark shape 2 miles offshore, barely distinguishable from the surrounding water. Just a rock from this distance. A lighthouse on a rock. Lighthouse keepers called it Terrible Tilly. Not affectionately. The rock itself is basalt, ancient and indifferent, 90 feet long and 50 feet wide. At its highest point, it stands 133 feet above the mean high tide line. The operative word is mean. During Pacific winter storms, waves broke over the top of the lighthouse tower, not over the base, over the tower. One winter storm in 1934 sent a boulder weighing 135 pounds through the lantern room window, 133 feet above the ocean. The keepers replaced the glass. There was no other option. Construction began in 1878. Workers were lowered onto the rock by rope during brief calm periods, then hauled back up before the next set of waves arrived. The master mason, a man named John Trewavis, drowned before the project was finished. The crew blasted the surface flat with explosives, fitted the stone blocks without mortar in the lower courses so the structure could flex rather than crack, and somehow built a lighthouse that lasted 76 years of this. The keepers lived inside the tower. 4 men at a time, on rotation, on a rock you could walk across in 30 seconds. Storms lasted for days. The mailboat couldn't always get close enough to make a transfer. Supplies ran low. The psychological weight of the isolation, the confinement, the constant noise of wind and water appears repeatedly in the logs that keepers kept. Those logs are careful and factual, written by men trained to observe and record, and even through the professional restraint you can read the toll. The lighthouse was decommissioned in 1957. Navigation technology had moved on. GPS and radar were making the old optical lighthouses less essential. Terrible Tilly went dark. It was sold to private owners, who converted it into a columbarium. People's cremated remains are now interred in the lighthouse where 4 men once lived on rotating shifts, waiting for storms to pass. It is a strange ending to a strange story, and somehow fitting. The rock that nobody wanted to be on has become a place people choose permanently. You cannot visit the lighthouse. The rock has no landing area, and the seas around it rarely allow approach. You can only look, from the headland, at that dark shape 2 miles offshore. But that distance is part of what it was. The keepers could see the Oregon coast from their windows every day of their assignment, close enough to make out the trees on the headlands, and they could not get to it.